Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Now, we also broadcast right here from my Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7. And people there, we broadcast from those stations back out to our network across the country. Now, a special shout-out, as always, goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police. Let's not forget about our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe, too. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, UPS, and postal bulk mail center haulers, hauling the mail and Santa's goodies all across the countryside. Our suicide jockeys hauling gas, diesel, and, of course, jet fuel for the aircraft to go back and forth. And not to forget about our Amazon workers, our Amazon warehouse workers, and the drivers, too, that are out there. Don't forget also to follow us on Facebook. We have the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can catch us over there. And then we're on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. All Captain's America. That's Captain's, add an S to it, America, lowercase, all one word. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All right, and now we're going to take a trip out across the country via magic. And we're going to go out and pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics in California, IA. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, it's Christmas magic.
Here. Yes.
To be on the program.
With the magic of Santa Claus and all his minions. And I saw Santa Claus tonight. All right. Thank you very much. Yep. I saw Santa Claus tonight at the Mugs Club that we were at, the unofficial home of Santa Claus, I guess. He had his big long beard, and he was wandering around there with his flannel shirt on and catching a few relaxers and talking to the gals that were there. And then he took off after that, but he said he had a lot of work to do, and he was just taking a little time to himself.
Yeah, I can imagine the big night is almost upon us. That's right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Speaking of which, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian practices. Now, you and I were talking about illegal immigration before we came on, right?
That's correct, yes.
And you were talking about some precedents set forth by that, right?
Right, yes.
So tell the audience what we were talking about.
Well, Captain, you and I were talking right before the program, as you were saying, and you mentioned that Kamala Harris, I think, the vice president, had talked about the idea that Republicans just don't want to participate in any meaningful immigration reform.
That's right.
And you know, the word reform is obviously, it's just a code word that's being used, because I think most Americans would agree that we don't need to somehow reform the immigration system.
Right.
We need to enforce our immigration laws.
Bingo.
Immigration is there. Yes, exactly. Immigration is there to allow people to enter the country legally. It's always been like that. But what we're talking about is illegal immigration, and that's not being enforced by this administration. It's being derelict in its duty to not do it. But they want to trip you up with these code words of reform.
Well, here is your code word back for all of this. ICE, okay? ICE has lost track of 150,000 illegal immigrants due to the Biden administration's slow or no processing. That is, they had no idea who they were, where they went, how they went, none of that. How do you like that?
Well, again, it's the idea of being derelict in your duty. It's something that is a true national security risk. We understand, Captain, the motivations. People want to come to the United States from different places. That's obvious. But there are those who can exploit the Biden administration's lack of processing, lack of caring, lack of enforcement in order to get people into this country who want to do nothing more than harm the country. And so by turning their blind eye, they're exposing every single one of us to God knows what.
Well, our Attorney General Ashley Moody down here in Florida says that the border crisis was the administration's plan all along, create chaos, and it's all part of what the master plan is when you're talking about what the progressives want to do.
Well, sure, yeah. It's the idea of just creating a destabilization that so undermines our system. You can even call it attacking our democracy if you want to. They're the ones doing it.
All right, I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought. Folks, will be coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on a Wednesday morning on the Captain's America Third Watch. Hope you're having a great day, and I hope the weather's cooperating where you're at, because there's a lot of places where it's not. We'll be right back with more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will check it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor, a product that I have been taking for going on 9 years, and I take it for one simple reason. It works. And if you're having problems, if you have back pain or knee pain or hip pain or elbow pain or wrist pain, or maybe you've got pains in your neck or pains in just general muscle aches and pains from the job that you do, this is a product that you can take that will work for you and with you, and it'll help you because of what's in it. It's an all-natural product, first of all. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation and swelling and pain. Now, it will lower or eliminate pain associated with exercise and everyday living or whatever the problem is that you've got by going right straight to the source. It will also take care of pain in multiple areas of your body. Let's say you've got a pain in your wrist and you got a pain in your ankle. Believe it or not, it'll take care of both. Now, all you have to do is take the 3-week quick start to get it all started. And you do that for $19.95 by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and order the 3-week quick start. You'll also see other products there that you can get if you want to that are also health-related products. But the point is you'll see products that are there that make sense, and they're affordable, very affordable. $19.95 is all it costs to start with a 3-week quick start for Relief Factor. That's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there because Kyle Warren will tell you.
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. relieffactor.com/captain. Well, Mr. Kyle, we have an ex-attorney general by the name of Whitaker who says that the Department of Justice just might ignore the Trump criminal referrals because they realize that if this were to go to a court of law, they would get blown right out of the water because they have no case. It's all lopsided.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Because the idea, if you want to take something and prosecute something, you have to have this thing called evidence. And that evidence has to be strong enough to bind somebody over to trial, ultimately. And so it's not just because politically we're mad at Donald Trump and we're going to do this and try to sully his name and stuff like that. It actually has to be real. So the political theater that this is should have, under normal circumstances, no sway over the DOJ.
You are absolutely right. Now, we're going to go to the telephone line because I do believe I know who's on the phone line here. I believe we have the mayor of Clearwater, almost mayor of Clearwater, Mr. Mike. Is that you, Mike?
Hello, Captain. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, okay. How you doing, Captain and Kyle? So I was at the Trump Club earlier, and General Flynn was talking, and then what scared me is there was a young man who, I guess, was in the dungeon for a while because they claim that he was did bad things on January the 6th. We have another young man who's in the dungeon as we speak because my understanding is he wasn't even near or at the Capitol, but yet they managed to trump up charges. So here we go, Kyle. This is weaponization of federal law enforcement. So you say something that they don't like, or maybe you expose them and make them look like they have egg on your face, and they will build a case against you and say you did things that you didn't do, or say that, you know, you said things that you didn't say, and now you get thrown in the dungeon, and they have unlimited resources to prosecute you, and you may not have unlimited resources. They can bankrupt you. I believe General Flynn, he lost his house. He lost probably almost every penny he had trying to fight the bull garbage that they threw at him. So, Kyle, this is scary stuff. I mean, they can literally destroy you financially in every other way that you can imagine, and it's just scary. So how do we combat this? What say you? Thank you so much.
All right, well, let me correct Mike a little bit there. The second person he's referring to is Jeremy Brown, who has been behind bars for, I don't know, 16 months, 18 months, whatever it is, something like that. And he was just convicted on six counts of a 10-count indictment pertaining to January 6th. He faces a total of 60 years in prison, and he comes back to court in March for his sentencing. I'm sure they're doing an after-trial report and all that right now on him. But he was not anywhere near, that's not an accurate report that he was not anywhere near what was going on. He was, in fact, outside of the congressional building. And he was an oath keeper, and he was all dressed in military garb. He had all his hardware with him and all that stuff. But he did not go in, and they wanted him to be an informant and inform on what he knew was going on and inform on other people so they could arrest them. And he wouldn't do it. And when he wouldn't do it, that's when they pressed charges against him. Make sense?
Right, and this is what we talked about when we had Kathy Chamberlain on the program just the other night when these convictions came down.
That's right.
And it was very clear that he wasn't involved, and that the defense counsel, of course, made the argument that by not playing ball, that he incurred a lot of the wrath, shall we say. But what Mike is talking about here, of course, is the weaponization of law enforcement. That's something every American needs to be incredibly concerned about. Because as you go with the different administrations, then the Attorney General, of course, would be appointed essentially by the President, and they're going to start to look at things through that political prism. In some ways, it can't be helped because that is part and parcel of having a particular administration from a particular political party. Mm-hmm. But that being said, there are certain lines that should never be crossed. number, not namely, of course, the idea that people have the right to have their own beliefs, mm-hmm. espouse their beliefs without fear of prosecution.
And what has all of this at going and what's driving this is the Patriot Act, where once
right.
you get charged under something pertaining to the Patriot Act, that's it. Your rights are gone. It's over until they decide you're going to get them back. All right, we have another caller. Let me see here. I think I know who this is. Is this Ian?
Yeah, three quick points. Kyle just hit on preaching right to your own thought. That's the difference. That's totalitarianism. When they want to get you to think what they want you to think,
mm-hmm.
We see the emerging totalitarian state. And this is above Republican and Democrat. These Republicans and Democrats are owned by the same people, but I want to get into that. So that's the first point. We're seeing the outlines of the totalitarian state where they control your thinking. These people are basically guilty of thought crimes. The other thing you said about the weaponization of law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
I can't quote the exact quote from Napoleon, but basically Napoleon said the Securitate or the gendarmes,
yep.
they follow whoever pays them.
That's right.
And that's why I badmouth law enforcement, not in personal, but in general, because, listen, they're human like the rest of us. They get paid by the state. They're agents of the state. Are there honorable people among them? Sure, but basically they answer to their paymasters, right or wrong. And my ultimate point is we can talk all day about this, but their Achilles heel of this system that we're against, which is an extra constitutional system. We want to get back to the original constitution that's perverted over the last 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
The engine, their power is the Federal Reserve. As long as they have the ability to create money out of thin air that's not backed by any kind of precious metals or anything of value,
mm-hmm.
that's their power.
Yep.
If they didn't have that Federal Reserve, which is from the Communist Manifesto, a central bank that can create credit and debit. They control the money creation. That's their power. Once we take away that power and go back to sound constitutional money and abolish that Federal Reserve, that income tax, they're nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the street corner with a soapbox. They have no power.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Makes sense to me. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I appreciate what Ian's saying very much. The power belongs to the people.
Yep, and we'll go right back to that and more when we come back from this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Wednesday morning edition. If you want to call, you're going to get the number here coming right up.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. At least two people are dead in Northern California after a large earthquake struck early yesterday morning. 11 others were reported injured. Damage assessment teams are still checking roadways, bridges, and other critical infrastructure. With fewer people looking for jobs, wage expectations are at a record high. A survey by the New York Federal Reserve shows the lowest wage Americans are willing to accept for a new job jumped to more than $76,600 in November. That's the highest reading ever, and it's an increase of nearly $800 from July. Airlines are issuing travel waivers ahead of the winter storm. Forecasters say it could make a mess of holiday travel this week. United Airlines, with headquarters in a major hub in Chicago, is offering inclement weather waivers to travelers in the Midwest, Texas, and the East Coast. American Airlines, Delta, Southwest, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines are also offering waivers for a number of flight paths and dates. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, Kyle, we'll do just that. And before we get back to Kyle, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow.com. Now, it's not too late to get something from MyPillow.com and have it shipped overnight to you so it's there by Christmas. It is not too late. So you can go to MyPillow.com, go into the Radio Listener Specials page. That's where all the specials are. Save up to 80%. Your promo code will be Captain. And believe me when I tell you, you're going to shop till you drop and have a great old time with the stuff you'll see in there. There's something for everybody in the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code Captain. Now, you can call them on the phone if you want. 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can call them at that number and place your order that way, too. You'll get a live person. They'll be able to walk you through whatever needs to be done. So, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code Captain, and if you want to call them, 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, Twitter and the Twitter files, I don't know what they're up to now, drop number 8 or something like that, 9, something like that, is that right?
I think so, in that zone, yeah.
Okay, well, Twitter quietly aided Pentagon propaganda by dropping certain things that the Pentagon then turned around and ran with.
Right. Right. Yeah, this is very interesting because it also has to do, I think, with things that were happening in other countries or different kinds of opinions that were going on and the idea of trying to shape those opinions. But it all boils down, again, to the message and what a lot of people, Captain, I think, see as a real unholy alliance between big tech, these big platforms, and any kind of government entity or agency. Again, this idea of controlling a message, creating the notion of what to think about and what the right view is about that particular thing. They even have a program called The View, right?
Maybe
they
yeah.
just call it the only view. Here's the only view you really should have on this thing. And it becomes a bandwagon. And they're very good at creating that kind of thing. But people, and we've gotten along very well in this country, Captain, for well over 200 years, by having our own opinions about things. We seem to have made it this far.
Now, today is Wednesday, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Who is going to be in Washington, D.C. today to speak in front of a joint session of Congress?
The Ukrainian President Zelensky, I believe.
That's right. And I would love to be able to listen to his entire speech. I may or may not be able to. We'll see. But I think anybody that can needs to understand that when he comes on to give that joint speech, that you should be glued to the television set and listen.
Well, right. We understand that the plans are for Volodymyr Zelensky to meet with President Joe Biden, and as you mentioned, to also address Congress. This is the first time that we've known about that he's traveled abroad since the Russian invasion happened. So this is going to be very interesting because, of course, he'll not only be talking about what's going on right now in Ukraine, but also about the support that he'll be requesting and looking for.
Right. Now, our senator in Florida, Rick Scott, has said some Republicans are helping Democrats to drive up the debt with the omnibus bill.
Well, and that's not out of the question or out of the ordinary, one would think.
No, but they shouldn't be doing it.
No, see, that's the thing. This is the time, and of course, the Congress hasn't changed over officially yet, but this is the time where the GOP really needs to have some unified messaging. There's that word again, messaging. Unified singular purpose that it's driving towards, because the voting public, Captain, I really think needs to have very clear choices and have some stark contrasts on what's happening in the country, what will be proposed by the GOP Congress, so that they can easily compare what's happened with the Biden administration, the Democrats are doing, and what the GOP is saying. Look, we're trying to stop this. We want to do something different. It's starkly different, and that's where I think they need to be headed.
Starkly different.
That's right. Yeah,
okay.
Very different. Incredibly different.
I had to regroup my thoughts there. Starkly, I'm going starkly. Okay, what's a starkly? Well, we'll find out. all right. Well, Congress is also seeking to label Russia as an aggressor state, not a sponsor of state terror. Wonder why they suddenly changed in midstream.
Yeah, good question. Right now, of course, and the Democrats, of course, have been looking to try, ever since the Russia thing, they've been looking to have Russia kind of be the root of all evil, we're certainly not lauding the Russian government or Vladimir Putin, but the Democrats in Congress certainly, and the Democrat Party elite certainly want to incorporate that into their ultimate messaging to the American people. But it would seem to me, Captain, that, there's not only aggression, but terrorism going on in Ukraine right now.
Well, there are some Democrats that are signing on right now with the Russians to get that money when it comes out about the propaganda that they'll start with. It's not Russia, Russia, Russia. It's America, America, America. Because look, here they are. They're in the Ukraine. They've expanded their presence. They've got tanks. They've got hypersonic missiles. They got this. They got that. They got planes, because there'll be planes over there for you to watch and see.
Yes, exactly.
So what do you think?
Well, you know, they've got to create, again, their own sort of their own sort of universe about all this stuff. We know how to, I think the Biden administration could take some pretty aggressive steps to turn off this war. A lot of that has to do with NATO, expansion of NATO, what the future of NATO is going to look like, and so forth. But I don't think that they're willing to do that at this point. It's to some degree, Captain, it feels like they want there to be a lot more problems with this and the real possibility of expanding the war or Putin going to the extreme than to not.
Yeah, that's true. But what happens when he does?
What happens when he does is we're off to the races. I hate to say. Nobody wants this. Nobody wants the war to expand. Nobody wants to have to respond. Remember when those missiles came into Poland and it looked like it could become a NATO response issue, or at least at the very least a response from Poland to defend itself if they had been Russian missiles, right? So everybody was thinking, okay, we're going to go for it at this point. Nobody wants to really get to that point. But for some reason, the administration, I think, again, just is not being aggressive in turning this off. They could have tried to turn it off before the invasion, but they kept telling us he's going to invade. And lo and behold, he invaded.
Well, Elon Musk has decided that he will, in fact, step down as the CEO of Twitter.
He has said that as soon as he finds, what was the quote, someone foolish enough to take the job. But he would continue, I think in his tweet he said he would continue to run the software teams, basically.
Well, he would be the owner.
Well, of course, he'd still be the owner. But who is he going to find and so forth? We just don't know. There is a tie to some of this too, Captain, I think, and that has to do with some of the stock prices and so forth for Tesla, for example, or what the support is there. But I will say this. I think Elon Musk doesn't do something willy-nilly. I don't think he just all of a sudden put out this tweet without thinking about it or doesn't have some other design that he's trying to get to on this. So we've got to watch this very closely because there could be a twist in here we haven't seen yet.
Well, I think he wanted out. I think he's got more than he can handle, and he wants to go back to doing what he was doing because his own company is starting to suffer a little bit, the original company, Tesla.
Right, precisely. So this gives him that cover, I think if he finds someone to be the CEO, as long as they continue down this road where there is free speech and there's not the suppression and all this other kind of stuff, it could be very successful. Twitter has changed, and you've seen a lot of the very liberal people have left it. They're mad now that there's going to be.
But where have they gone?
Of the few. Where have
Instagram,
they gone?
Instagram, Gab, where have they gone?
Right. Want some other alternative here.
Okay, because I haven't really seen one particular place where they've gone. And it's certainly not Facebook, I'll tell you that. Okay, hold that thought. Nope. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming up with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere.
This is Captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from all of us here at the Captain's America Third Watch. To all of you there, God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
$100 bills and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of crown and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down and Escalade for your Escalade, your freak parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up in that Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse.
Alrighty, Cole, you remember that song?
Yeah, it's Brooks and Dunn, right?
No, it's not Brooks and Dunn. It's Big and Rich.
No, Big and Rich. What am I saying? I knew there was an and in the middle one.
Big and Rich. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. And
that's right, Big and Rich.
Yep, that's one that went for a long time. Okay, I got to read this and then give it to you, and we'll go from there, and then we'll get to a caller that's waiting patiently on the line here. A big-time cold front, and I'm telling you, folks, there's no way out of this. I don't care where you are. If you're north of where I'm sitting here in Tampa Bay, Florida, you are going to have temperatures that are going to be the coldest you've seen in a while. For a while. Now, we've got a major cold front that is moving through the northern Rockies, across the northern plains, across the upper Midwest. Wednesday, today, it's going to bring areas of gusty winds, heavy snow, snow squalls. We've got a major snow storm warning for parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, and Nebraska as it stands, and that's going to continue to move to the east. But the temperatures are just unbearable, okay? Some of these temperatures north of I-70 and I-80 and up into I-90 and I-94 are in the 50s and 60s and 70s below zero with the wind. You've got to have your fuel right before you get up there. You've got to have it right. So, again, we use what's called the 50-50 winter blend, 50% number two diesel, 50% kerosene mixed in together to give us a number one diesel. That's what you need to be burning. Or, at the very least, you need to be dumping power service into each one of your tanks, a gallon at a time on each side. And you need to do that every time you fuel before you get up in there and keep it coming. Because you're gonna freeze up if you're hauling a reefer product. If you got a reefer, you got to watch that reefer real careful and make sure that has got the proper additive in it. Otherwise, your reefer is gonna freeze up on you. So, Kyle, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. We're going to start tonight in the Central Valley of California because we're looking at a dense fog advisory that's going on there right now. This is going to be starting around Bakersfield, California 99, Interstate 5, all the way up towards Merced and also up to Newman if you're on the Interstate 5 section there. So just be careful if that fog begins to set in. We, of course, as you're talking about, Captain, these major storms, well, you've got wind chill factors, winter weather advisories and warnings all throughout the West, covering the state of Wyoming, the state of Montana, essentially the state of Idaho, parts of northern Washington as well. Let's check snow here real quick coming across the interstates. We definitely got the snow coming across I-84. If you're in Oregon right now, if you're near Meacham, down towards La Grande, you've got snow coming across the interstate right now. I-90, Missoula, you're getting snow. Down U.S. Highway 93, our friends in Stevensville, Hamilton, you've got snow coming across the road. Snow is south of Helena right now on Interstate 15. Townsend in Montana, you've got snow. White Sulphur Springs, and the list goes on. Also up a U.S. Highway 2 in northern Montana, Glasgow, Wolf Point, you've got snow coming across U.S. Highway 2 up there. Also, southern Idaho, south of Boise on I-84, down towards Twin Falls, you've got snow and a mixture of sleet there in the area as well. And as I said, we're watching all of these winter storm watches that are covering most of these states in the west, also throughout Colorado and parts of eastern New Mexico. Wind chill watch going on there, at least in New Mexico. It could be down to below 20 below zero. As you head north, it gets worse, 50, 60 below zero. And you got to watch out as well, Captain, for frostbite when you get that cold. Frostbite can start setting in as little as 5 minutes.
That's right.
So you absolutely have to take care when you're in these kind of temperatures.
All right, well, here we go. The Midwest is just a mess, okay? It's freezing cold all the way through Michigan, all the way through Illinois, all the way through Wisconsin. I've already told you about Minnesota and Iowa and Missouri and Arkansas. And, I mean, you're going to see temperatures that haven't been this cold in years. And we're going to have more than one night of it, two, maybe three nights. And across the south, we've got the possibility of some freezing highways as well, because what happens is if there's any moisture around, it will freeze, say, across Louisiana or Mississippi, and then you've got ice in the bridges, and then you got a real mess. And I've seen some hellacious accidents over the years with semis that go too fast, hit a bridge, and all of a sudden, psh, gone. So you got to be careful, guys and gals. Got to be careful. And the fuel is the deal. Make sure the fuel is right before you get very far out of the south towards the north. You got to have the fuel absolutely perfectly right when you get into that cold temperature, or you're going to freeze up. All right, Kyle, hold on. We got a caller from Atlanta, so let's go find out what's going on there. Good morning there, ma'am. How are you? And what's your name? Where you're calling from Atlanta, right?
I'm calling from Atlanta. I'm Cal from Atlanta, and believe me, I listen to y'all. I listen to y'all, but I haven't called in for a little while.
Thank you.
I need your opinion. I do. What is supposed to happen to me on a fixed income next year with an 8% increase with my income? It's ridiculous. Is there something wrong with the man? Well, yeah, yes, it is. He's senile and a lot of other things. But there's something else wrong with the man. 8%, he's not taking into effect inflation that he's causing.
Right. You're right.
I leave it to y'all to say it, and or save a horse, ride a cowboy.
That's it.
You a bad man. You a bad man. You a bad man. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye. You take care. All right. Yeah, save a horse, ride a cowboy. I guess how about save a horse, ride a go-kart or a bicycle?
Well, right. Well, what Carol was bringing up is so important, the people that are on fixed incomes, and things are going to continue to go more out of control. I hate to say, we'll continue to see the Fed make these huge raises in interest rates, trying to tamp down inflation from their point of view, but it's going to make things worse. And so that's right. How is the president going to react to this? Are they simply going to tell us, don't believe our lying eyes about prices at the grocery store?
Well, you gotta believe your lying eyes. When you see what's going on, you see the price. Now, I will tell you this. We have a chain, and I believe she has the same chain up there, Publix. Publix has had a lot of buy one, get ones, because during the course of their recession and all that sort of stuff, they've accumulated a lot of products, and a lot of products means they don't have space in their warehouse or their stores. So they're doing a lot of buy one, get one free things. So that's one way to save money. You got to look for more deals wherever you can find them. But it's not going to get any easier, I'm afraid. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more to Captain America Third Watch. And I think we're going to play a little bit more Big and Rich here.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.